Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Demetrius Ivory does too. Meteorologist over at WGN-TV. Hi, Demetrius.
Hey there. How are you? I'm really excited about this one today. Really excited.
Okay, so I just said a moment ago, we've been fooled before, and sometimes you guys have too.
Yes.
How confident are you that we are absolutely going to get snow?
Okay, I will be. Here's where I venture away from a lot of meteorologists. I do not subscribe to the just don't bring it up and you didn't miss the storm thing. There was a storm earlier this year, and I'm willing to say I thought 4 days out, which is really too early to give a snowfall forecast, but you know, I mean, since they're on apps and things like that, I like to give them out a little bit early sometimes.
Yeah.
That turned out to be nothing. That, you know, this was earlier this year that turned out to be nothing. So I completely missed that one. And this winter, our models have been completely missing a lot of these storms. As the storms have just kind of missed us, the models kick out numbers 5, 6, 7 inches a week before, and then by the time it gets here, it's a half inch. This one is not one of those type of storms. We are certainly going to get accumulating snow. It's going to start this afternoon. Total, I have between 4 and 8 inches of snow. I know that's a pretty large range, but hey, give us a break. We're trying to hit it.
Well, that means some will get 4, maybe, and some will get 8. But you are certain we're going to get snow. And you think in the Chicago metropolitan area, 4 inches, huh?
I think 4 to 8. And as a matter of fact, along the lakeshore, I do think there will be some pockets that will get more than 8, potentially 8 to 10. That would be mostly north of Chicago. You know, typical lake effect areas, folks who live there, they probably love the snow and they know what to expect. As you get into Lake County, northern Cook County, you know, Evanston, maybe a little bit north of Evanston, there will certainly be some lake effect pockets that total out to 10 inches or so by the time they get some lake effect snow into early Wednesday.
Going to be cold enough, Demetrius?
It will be cold enough. The good thing about this coming through is that there isn't a deep cold behind it. So it's not going to be one of those situations where you can't get outside and you can't shovel. But you are going to need to shovel tonight, probably. I think the heaviest of the snow is going to be between 8 p.m. and 8 a.m. Certainly tomorrow morning, a lot of folks are going to have to shovel to get out of that driveway. And then probably sometime just kind of a cleanup thing during the day, Tuesday or early Wednesday. But finally, a good old-fashioned, this is going to be our heaviest snowstorm in years.
Yeah, no kidding. Last time you were with us, I forget what the number was, but the last time we had 8 or 10 inches of snow, it was several years, and I was...
It's several years, yeah. Our last heaviest snow was, 5.4 inches, and that was in, I think, that was in April of 2019. 5 inches, I mean, that's nothing.
Okay, here it comes. So starting about 8 o'clock tonight through 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, the heaviest snow, 4 to 8 inches throughout Chicagoland, more by the lake.
Yeah, except the snow will start before 8 p.m. The heaviest of the snow is going to be starting at 8 p.m. So I have snow starting probably as early as 3.
All right. Jump in here if there's anything else that we need to know about, but that sounds good. Any late great movies you've seen, Demetrius? Anything you want to pass along?
The only other thing I want to say is south of I-80, there's probably going to be a little bit of ice, winter storm warning for everybody, basically today and tomorrow, everybody north of I-80, south of I-80, winter weather advisory because of ice. I have not seen any classic movies lately. The kids have been dominating the TV. Jingle Jangle on repeat in my house.
I'm sorry to hear that. How old are your kids?
I have 2 4-year-olds. They'll be 5 in 2 months. And they have learned to use the remote. And I mean, literally, it's amazing with kids and technology. They can grab the thing. Their mom can't do it. They can grab the thing, say what they want, pick the episode, and get it going.
Do they do the thing where they talk into the Comcast remote control, or do they hit the buttons?
Exactly. They're able to talk into it, and sometimes it's with disastrous results. Just put it that way.
Don't be watching everything that comes up on the screen, kids. All right. Well, Demetrius, you stay well, stay warm. Maybe we'll connect tomorrow, but thanks for the heads up on that.
I will be around. Folks, get your shovels ready. Finally, a good snowstorm.